G'day folks, do you remember what happened in March? That massive sell-off? I bet you wish you had a list of stocks to dive on in and top up that portfolio. Well, to get you started for 2021, ready for that next sell-off, we've got 9 fundies coming in to tell us the stocks that they're gonna own when the market gets the wobbles.
Get rid of that headache, put on your pajamas, and dream a little about what's a stock that if it was the right price, you'd just back up the truck and fill up.
Dream a little about where we're sleeping tonight, maybe Airbnb. So we would have loved to get some Airbnb at $68 a share, which was its IPO price last week. On the first day of trading, it more than doubled, and it's still sitting around $140 a share. So if that stock traded lower, we'd absolutely love to own that. And it's because Airbnb is a leader in alternative accommodation, and that is a $1 trillion market that's only just getting going.
And they own it.
And they own that space, and it's because they have the leading platform connecting hosts with guests, and they all write reviews, and it encourages them to come back. More hosts begets more guests, and they just keep building, and the flywheel keeps turning there. And it's a wonderful growth profile. It's a very high quality business that just can't be replicated. It's just that price is a little out of our reach at the moment at $140 a share.
Yeah, look, for me, I'm going to, it's the same as last year for me. You know, Amazon is one of the, highest quality businesses within our universe. And frankly, this year, a lot of those accelerants have come into play. You know, the shift to e-commerce, their AWS cloud business is dominant in that space, and it still continues to be a huge market opportunity for them. And, things where that they were really just starting to get into, like online grocery, has again been accelerators. You've got this business that, is wonderfully well positioned to, show its resilience, in a, post-pandemic world. But nonetheless, you still have this issue around what is this business worth? You have a business that's remarkably well positioned, but still, losing money in places like India. It's a really difficult one to really pin down in terms of, justifying those sky-high multiples that it trades on.
You asked me this question a year ago and I said IDP, and when I was thinking about the answer to today, I didn't buy it, which I'm still kicking myself about. But this time around, it'd be HUB24, just because, I work in the wealth industry, I can see the structural changes happening in front of my eyes, and I think it's actually happening a lot faster than everyone thought it was going to. And I just think Netwealth and HUB, I think, are going to be two, they're going to be two dominant players in this industry for many years to come. And they're going to have strong revenue growth for many years, but they're about to hit the operating leverage part of the cycle, which
it's
is
a scale game.
It's the sweet spot when you want to own those companies. I should have stepped in and done something about it, and now they're quite pricey again. But
so $20, what's the right price?
They're trading on about 50 times next year's earnings. I reckon if you could pay a multiple of 35 to 40, which is still up there, but given the growth outlook, I think it's warranted. $15, $16 would be a good price.
Yeah, look, I think IDP is a really interesting company. So it is a global leader in placement of international students, and also does the IELTS English testing distribution. So obviously being COVID impacted, but prior to COVID, volumes are growing at 30% a year. And even now there's strong pent-up demand with a lot of students choosing to study online. So I think that will come back as soon as we've got mobility. The other thing is, I think IDP is well placed to take market share during this period. It's got a very capitalised balance sheet, high profit margins to start off with. So I think this moment doesn't look that cheap, but we think there's still a structural grower, which has got much more to go when mobility comes back.
I know this isn't a light bulb moment, because I'm going to tell you something that you say, oh yeah, that's pretty boring. But there's no doubt that REA was that stock. And yes, we did buy it. We didn't get it at the bottom. The problem we had, we wrote it in the recovery and we sold it when we thought, it's back to reasonable multiples. But what we should have been doing is analysing the underlying market, lower rates, the consumer was okay, the residential real estate market didn't go as bad as anyone thought. And who's the best leverage to that? It's REA. And guess what? Their revenue is higher, or about to be higher this year than it was 2 years ago, and their cost base $40, $50 million less. Unbelievable performance for a business, and how much more productivity. It goes back to, in recoveries, how much better companies can do. REA is it.
IDP Education. Love the business. Love that tertiary education sector. don't love the share price at the moment, given the worries that you have with the China relationship, China-Australia relationship, and even China and the rest of the world relationship. And I think that there's also a question around, you know, when do international borders open up? When do international students feel safe to travel? And are they actually willing to pay, you know, what is a fortune for tertiary education overseas when potentially a lot of these classes might actually be partly or all online from now on? So it's a stock I'd love to own, just a lot lower.
I think Pro Medicus, stock code there, PME, a healthcare technology company operating in sort of the radiology business, got genuinely disruptive technology, winning major clients, major market share in the US. We've followed it for a number of years. The management team have done an exceptional job on an execution standpoint. It's just always been too expensive for us. The valuation is astronomical. You know, whether it's revenue multiple, PE ratio, EBITDA multiple, it's just, you know, but this business has 20% revenue growth for as far as you can see, 50% EBIT margins. I mean, that is the sweet spot. If you can find a business doing that, you know, you buy it until your nose bleeds. But unfortunately, this one's just always been too expensive for us.
Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, I mean, that's a bottom draw, you know, steady grower, lots of global growth, but it's just trading at a particularly high multiple at the moment, given its earnings have been very elevated from COVID.
Terrific year.
And it's had a terrific year. But I think the thing that with Fisher & Paykel is that COVID has actually put the spotlight on just how useful and beneficial their products are and how quickly it helps people breathe again and get out of hospital and save the hospital's money. And so I think their addressable market from here is going to be a lot bigger and their growth trajectory is going to be a lot higher than what would have been if COVID had never happened.
Well, you might get lucky. There might be a COVID cliff in the market's mind and it goes down to that lower price you're after.
Indeed, yeah. It's got excellent management, great returns on invested capital, good cash flow generation and a long-term global growth profile. So that's the sort of company I like.
REA is a fantastic business. We own some in the port in one of our strategies, but it's too expensive for us at the moment. And, you know, we're cycling out of it. We're finding broader opportunity outside of that, better relative opportunity. We think REA is a good business, but in a sell-off, it would probably pick it up at the right price.
There's a couple of them, but one of them, is which I'm very excited about, is a company called Berkeley Lights in the US. It's a biotech, but it's a company that essentially analyzes single cells. So you want to always know what goes on in one cell rather than in different ones. If you look at cancer, it's made of different cells. Each of them is different, so you want to really know what is going on in each of them, which basically means you have to generate a lot of data, analyze the data, and then really understand what's going on. That company is, I really want to own it, but it has done very well since its listing, so I remain patient and hopefully I'll own it in the future.